I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Three law enforcement agencies spent hours Wednesday searching for the body of a man who jumped from the Inner Bridge while walking with a friend. Dive crews from Monroe Police Department and the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office were in the water around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon searching for the unidentified man. West Monroe Police assisted in the search. The incident was reported to authorities just after 11 a.m. on Wednesday. The Inner Bridge was temporarily closed and reopened after 4 o'clock. Divers ceased recovery operations after 5. West Monroe Police Chief Jeff Terrell says the recovery operation resumes this morning. Governor Bobby Jindal says his budget cut proposal for next year will be presented to lawmakers with a list of options for lessening some of the slashing. The state faces a $1.6 billion shortfall for the upcoming fiscal year. The Jindal administration is considering state financing cuts of up to $400 million for public colleges and $300 million for health care services. Jindal's budget proposal is due to lawmakers at the end of February. Jindal says his proposal will be paired with suggested solutions that could reduce some cuts but would require legislative approval. He would not provide specifics except to say that he would not support tax increases. Lawmakers have talked about raising fees, reworking tax break programs, and looking for other available pots of money to fill the gaps. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise has agreed to meet with two civil rights leaders in the aftermath of reports that Scalise spoke to a group of white supremacists in 2002. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the upcoming meeting.
The congressman has acknowledged it was a mistake to speak to the group and has apologized. Political analyst Clancy Dubose thinks this is a positive move for Scalise.
I think it's a good thing for him to do, and I think he's sincere.
The meeting with former New Orleans Mayor Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League, and Wade Henderson, president of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, will take place next month. The pair want to ask Scalise to help advance civil and human rights issues like the renewal of the Voting Rights Act. Dubose says any kind of dialogue among people who disagree in Congress is a good thing.
Because there's too much talking at each other and not enough talking to and with each other.
Eric Gill reporting.
The Monroe, West Monroe area welcomed four Walmart neighborhood markets in a grand opening celebration on Wednesday. However, the mood was much more somber at the main headquarters of Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas, where the company announced it will cut about 50 positions at its company headquarters. Representative says the layoffs will affect multiple departments and that no more expected at this time. The retailer says it's common for individual departments to make adjustments around this time of year. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies later this afternoon and warm conditions with a high today in the low 70s. Tonight, a few clouds, the low in the upper 30s. This is KEDM News.